Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. It focuses on one of the most overlooked issues in retirement income, planning the way taxes can sharply reduce the value of traditional retirement accounts when money is withdrawn. Applying a SEP rather than treating retirement savings as simply a matter of accumulation, the book examines how account type, withdrawal timing, tax brackets, Social Security, Medicare premiums, and survivor status can change the real after-tax outcome. Its central purpose is to show how Roth IRAs and Roth conversions can help reduce future tax exposure, especially for retirees and pre-retirees who expect to rely on IRA withdrawals, Social Security, and other taxable income sources. The book is practical in tone and example-driven, using simple scenarios to show how a seemingly small distribution can create outsized tax consequences. It is designed to help readers think more strategically about retirement income, not just retirement balances. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why traditional IRA withdrawals can create a much larger tax bill than expected. The book also shows that the tax impact of a withdrawal is not always proportional to the amount taken out. A relatively small distribution can trigger a chain reaction that affects federal income tax, Social Security taxation, and Medicare-related costs. This makes traditional accounts less predictable as retirement income vehicles than many investors assume. By making readers consider the broader tax system rather than just the account itself, the author argues for a more integrated retirement strategy. Secondly, how Roth IRAs change retirement math by removing future tax uncertainty. The author also treats Roth accounts as a planning tool rather than merely a savings account. Their advantage comes from predictability once money is inside the Roth and rules are satisfied. The future tax treatment is far simpler than that of a traditional IRA. That predictability can make retirement income planning more stable, especially for households trying to manage bracket thresholds and avoid unpleasant surprises. In the book's framework, the Roth is not just a better account type. It is a way to reduce the number of unknowns that can erode retirement security. Thirdly, Roth conversion timing as a tactical opportunity during low income years. The tactical appeal of conversion lies in tax management, not market timing. The book's reasoning is that converting in a low income year can reduce the chance of being forced to withdraw from a larger pre-tax balance later under less favorable conditions. It also lets taxpayers choose how much income to recognize and when to recognize it. That level of control is one of the strongest distinctions between proactive retirement planning and passive account accumulation. Fourthly, how small income changes can affect Social Security taxation and Medicare premiums. The practical implication is that careful withdrawal planning can preserve more than just after-tax income. It can also help keep Medicare costs manageable and reduce the taxability of benefits that retirees often assume are fixed. This broadens the purpose of Roth planning beyond simple income tax avoidance. The book shows that better tax design can improve the efficiency of an entire retirement plan, not merely the treatment of one account. Lastly, retirement planning as estate planning. Why account type matters for heirs. This estate planning angle is important because it reframes the Roth from a retirement spending account into a multi-generational planning tool. For readers who care about family legacy, the book suggests that minimizing future taxes can be as important as maximizing current deductions. The result is a more complete view of wealth transfer, where the tax characteristics of the account are part of the inheritance itself. In conclusion, this book is best suited for retirees, pre-retirees, and long-term savers who want a clearer understanding of how taxes can reshape retirement income. It is especially useful for readers who expect to rely on traditional IRAs, Social Security, or other taxable sources and want to reduce the chance of avoidable tax increases later. The main benefit of the book is that it translates a complex topic into practical decision-making when to withdraw, when to convert, and why account type matters beyond the headline balance. Readers who already know the basics of Roth and traditional accounts may still find value in the way the book connects those accounts to Social Security taxation, Medicare premiums, and estate outcomes. What sets it apart from many retirement books is its narrow but focused mission. Rather than offering a broad investment or retirement lifestyle overview, it concentrates on the tax mechanics that determine how much of a nest egg actually survives into retirement and beyond. That specificity makes it a strong reference for anyone trying to turn retirement savings into retirement spending with fewer surprises. If you would like to support Josh Scanlon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.